Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Spells and Scones by Bailey Cates, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1.
I can't believe I actually get to see her. Margie Coopersmith bounced on her chair with excitement.
Mm-hmm,
I managed around a bite of sweet potato and brown butter scone. The rich flakiness melted on my tongue, and I made a mental note to add a bit more sage to the next batch. My friend had stopped by the Honey Bee Bakery after taking her kids to Friday morning story time at the Fox and Hound bookshop next door. Aunt Lucy had immediately shooed me out of the kitchen for my first break since arriving at 5 a.m. to start on the day's baking, and I joined Margie at a small table near the front windows. The Coopersmiths lived next to my little carriage house in Savannah's Midtown, so most of our conversations took place over the fence between our backyards. Lately, we'd both been so busy that there hadn't been many of those chance encounters, and it was nice to have this opportunity to catch up. Margie's blonde ponytail swished as she shook her head in wonder.
I've called in to Dr. Dana's radio show twice, but never thought I'd have the chance to meet her face to face. I can hardly wait for her signing tomorrow night.
Twice? Really? But I just smiled. The door to the bakery was propped open to the 65-degree morning, and a pleasant breeze wafted inside. The Ohioan in me loved the change of seasons, even if they weren't nearly as marked in Georgia. I welcomed the caress of the mild, humid air after months of air conditioning, happily clad in my usual skirt and t-shirt work uniform. Margie wore jeans and a light sweater with a denim jacket and sneakers. Practical mom garb, heavy enough.